This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask questions, get answers. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, as I say, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on mind-body effects and techniques. Now, today's guest is Robin Benson, author, speaker, and activist skilled in complementary medicine and cutting-edge techniques for patient care. We are going to be discussing The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. But we'll start out, as we usually do, news you can use, a few tidbits, and what's new in the news. I wanted to talk a little bit about diet, and that there's not one diet for all people on earth, and that the right diet depends upon individual genetics, family history, ethnicity, culture, age, gender, stage of life, your health status, diet quality, food reactions, and your lifestyle, stress, and sleep. So we are all unique, and when we look at diets throughout the world, we find a lot of variance. And, for example, just in fat intake, the Eskimo intake of fats, and most of those are omega-3 fatty acids, their intake is about 70%, but there are other areas where the intake of fat is 15%. So there's a lot of variation in natural human diets, and that's what I'm focusing on, natural human diets. So let's look, just got some interesting information about the 8 most popular diets today. And here they are: the Atkins diet, Zone diet, vegetarian, vegan, Weight Watchers, South Beach, raw food diet, and the Mediterranean diet. They're all very different. I'm not going to go into each one. Some are higher in protein and focus on protein, Atkins and the Zone. South Beach does as well. And then we get into the vegetarian diets and pure veganism. And pure veganism is a tough one because it's very difficult to get enough of the essential amino acids. B12 has to be supplemented in addition to the cofactors for B12, some of the other B vitamins. But we work with people who, by their choices, may want to follow a specific diet. And that diet may or may not be appropriate to their own genetics and their own uniqueness. So it's just a reminder that there is no one diet that is suitable for all people on earth. And the Western diet is not a natural diet, so I'll just say that up front. And I want to introduce now our guest, Robin Benson. As I said, Robin's an author and speaker, and we're going to discuss The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. Robin, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dana. It's really great to be here. Well, I've been practicing as a doctor of oriental medicine in Santa Fe, New Mexico for 23 years. I also own a health center. In fact, we built this 10 years ago. We're celebrating our 10th birthday this Saturday, which is super exciting. And this is a home of 25 practitioners. We offer 40 different services. In my own practice, I just mentioned I'm an acupuncturist, but I also bring leading-edge energy medicine into my practice, and I do lots of IV therapies and injections. So it's fun. Never a dull day in my life here at Santa Fe Soul Center for Optimal Health. And, you know, it's an exciting time in my career. My first solo book is coming out, as you mentioned, the title, on May 31st. So I'm just thrilled. It's really what I consider a manifesto, my health manifesto, of everything that I have practiced and what I think is the most important health information, and I'm doing it through this whole idea of travel, because I've traveled the world and I treat a ton of movers and shakers, literally, who are on my tables on a regular basis to help them continue to travel, to get their message out in the world, and to stay healthy.
Excellent. I really like your approach, and I like some of the statements, particularly to quote you on your site, I help people revitalize and thrive. I really like that phrase. I think it says it all about your practice and what you do.
Yeah, thank you. You know, this is a very interesting time in the world globally, you know, where the water, food, and air quality has changed dramatically. I mean, so much so just in the last, you know, 20 to 50 years, and the levels of toxins that we're all exposed to. So it's really important that we take care of ourselves. I've also started an online program called the Self-Care Revolution, where we've brought, you know, 160-170 speakers to our global audience, and just to share that message of practicing self-care today, knowing that it's a way of life, not an event. We don't want to wake up and take care of ourselves when we get a diagnosis. We need to be all very prudent about our choices.
You know, I think people think that aging is something that's not going to happen until they wake up and whoops, there they are. And you're right as far as being prepared. It is hard to motivate people when they think they're doing well, when they're the walking wounded, but they're walking. So they think they're doing well.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about motivation. How do you motivate people? Because if they come to you, they're coming for that purpose because of the nature of your practice. So how do we motivate others?
Okay, that's a very, very good question. And it mostly, you know, people who come to me, they're motivated, obviously. Like, say, 90% of my patients who come to me, they're motivated. They don't like how they feel. They don't like how they look. And they want to make a change. For me to further that motivation is to help them change their mindset and their thinking about their health. Because, you know, this is, you know, we are a system, especially in the United States, where we're managing diseases so much, and we're not, the prevention message has not reached the masses in the way that it needs to, because the younger and younger people are being diagnosed with chronic illnesses. So the motivation factor is simply, you know, I always like to relate it to your big why. I think when people don't have a big why for life, it's the motivation's not there. So when I teach classes online, I pretty much always start with who are you and what is your reason for, you know, what's important for you in life. You know, even if you're a 15-year-old, you know, I treat a lot of young people. You know, how do you want to feel? What do you want to do in the world? What is your calling? And I think that helps more than anything when people really connect to their why. You might not have expected an answer for motivation.
No, no.
I think it's a really important one.
It is. It absolutely is. And I've been a partner in three complementary medicine practices over a period of about 40 years, and I'm right on board with you. And we always ask, why are you here? What is important to you? And so it's nice to hear you emphasize that, because it may not be the health condition they have. It may be something else. So it is very important for people to identify that. But as we both probably experience, there are people sometimes that force a spouse or a friend or a child in, and there sits the arm folding and the frown. That's always an interesting one. I like to start wherever people are willing to start.
Exactly, and
I will compromise a lot because I'm going to lose them otherwise. And if I can change one little thing, if I can help them change one little thing, it can be the seed for much more going on. So we're going to keep
up. I'm so with you, Dana. And I just want to say that in my practice, I mean, I feel like I'm a health detective because people come in motivated. They've been working on their diet. They're making some significant lifestyle changes, and still there's no change. So, for example, I just treated a woman early this morning, 48 years old. She's gained 30 pounds. She had a pretty significant accident a couple years ago. And she's just so frustrated. And, you know, no one has ever told her or made her think that maybe some foods that she's eating she might be sensitive to, even healthy foods. So we did a food sensitivity test, and surely, no, I mean, the results were just like, wow, like shocking to her. She was completely sensitive to dairy and eggs and peanuts and sugar cane. I mean, those were the highest ones. So these are still, you know, some foods that she's ingesting, and it's causing inflammation in her body. So again, the motivation has been there, but she just didn't know. And that's where a lot of us in the health and wellness world, especially practitioners that are going to do the deeper work and not just give you a prescription, but they're going to help figure out what is the root of this issue. So it's not just her, you know, I look at her, what her food diary looks like, and looks pretty good. But she's got inflammatory foods that are going into her body every day that are undermining her immune system, certainly, and are a cause of this weight gain.
Well, that's well said, and we're going to explore this further in the next segments where we're talking, and I like the way you approach this. So we'll elaborate, because our listeners like to come away from this show with something they can start with right then and there. So if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and we're having a nice discussion with Robin Benson. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on mind-body effects and techniques. Now, today's guest is Robin Benson, author, speaker, and activist skilled in complementary medicine and cutting-edge techniques for patient care. I do like some of the things that you have said, Robin. I help people revitalize and thrive. I just want to repeat that. And the concept of self-care revolution, that this is a self-care revolution, one person at a time. And this is so important. I was speaking to a researcher about 2 months ago who was looking for the genes involved in autism. And he said, well, we just need to isolate the four or five subtypes and find a medicine for those subtypes. And I said, you know, that's going to take, as he said, 10 years. I said, researchers want more studies. I'm a clinician. I see human pain, and I have to do something now. And these parents don't have 10 years. We treat each individual for what we find, and we are getting recoveries. That was a shock to him. I could see in his face, how could I talk about recovery? So you are weaving together so many types of therapies. Talk a little bit in detail about the therapies that you offer at your center.
Okay, so as I mentioned, primarily, you know, I've been a doctor of oriental medicine for 23 years, so acupuncture, I always pretty much start with Chinese medicine diagnosis, which is very comprehensive. And again, you never treat two people the same because you look at pulses and tongue. And I get so much information, even if I don't even read an intake form, I can tell you so much about your current health just by, you know, years and years of experience. And so, you know, the diet part is really important. You know, looking at exercise, I do a lot of, you know, questions around, you know, home healthcare and what people are doing, even if in terms of their work environment, to look at the toxic influence, because we're all being bombarded by so much in the air that we're breathing and the detergents that we're using at home and all that. So I'm very comprehensive. I really want to help people understand, you know, what's in their environment and what they're putting in their body. So that's essential. And then, like I mentioned, this last woman giving you that whole idea of, you know, her weight gain. I do lots of testing, so whether it's a food sensitivity test or I do a comprehensive blood analysis, almost every patient that comes in with a chronic disease like rheumatoid arthritis or Lyme's disease, I will do a stool analysis and a blood test, I mean a different type of blood test, to really identify what's at the root. Again, so many times people's immune systems are being undermined with a major parasite infestation or too much yeast overgrowth. And then I'm also really fortunate that I do IV therapies, anything from vitamin C to ultraviolet blood radiation, where I treat the blood under UV light and ozone. I'm an oxidative medicine practitioner, so it's really nice. You know, if I do acupuncture, it's fantastic, but I'm getting a lot of people with some serious health issues, so I can offer some of these more advanced modalities. And one of my most popular modalities that I use and that people literally will fly all over the country to work with me is I do something called Prolozone, where I inject into joints, into knees and shoulders and people who have herniated discs. And what I'm doing is injecting a substance in first. Usually it's, you know, B12, a little bit of dextrose, a little bit of procaine in the area. And so what prolozone really does is it helps to strengthen. It helps weakened ligaments to get tightened and get back to their natural state. And so I've helped hundreds, thousands of people not have to have surgery by getting this type of therapy. I could go on and on, Dana.
No, it's wonderful.
I just wanted to bring in the hard hitters. I mean, the ones that are just game changers for people.
It is. It sounds a little like prolotherapy.
Exactly.
And
it is. It is very similar. And I did that for like about seven years. And then the more I learned about prolozone, I found out that it was a lot less invasive. It's less expensive. You don't have to do as many injections, and you get instant results.
Yes, yes, it's very effective. I've had it myself, and one of the centers I was involved in definitely offered it, and that was 30, 40 years ago. So it was relatively brand new in the States when we started using it. And of course, these things mature and they morph into better therapies. I love it. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's very exciting. I mean, there's so many choices out there, so many. I mean, so when somebody comes into my office, I have a lot of different. And not only do I have my own modalities, but I have 25 other practitioners to work with, and that's where I see the miracles. And I don't use that word lightly. I mean, that's when the magic happens, when two or three of us are really helping somebody deal with a chronic health issue or an acute health issue, and also Chinese medicine is really at the emotional component. I believe just about everything from a bad knee to headaches, you always look at the emotional issues involved.
Well, you have to. It's part of it's the mind body.
Absolutely.
Candace Pert coined the term, and I always give her credit because I don't think she gets enough credit for it. And I like again that you emphasize individualized. It's very hard to have one size fits all, and I think that as that's been attempted, particularly in the more traditional medical circles, it's only going to succeed on a certain number of people, and it's going to fail on too many because we are so unique. And the types of tests you do is, I just want to remind the listeners that these are well beyond the usual routine CBC metabolic panels that are done. Most patients have those as a baseline, but they are macro levels. What you're talking about, Robin, is looking at what I call the micro level, what's happening inside the body, the enzymes, how they're working, the cell functions.
Exactly. If I might, I just want to add something very important, and this is getting back to my book, The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. I start my first chapter is called Are You a Frequency Traveler? And really helping people understand that we're electrical beings before our biology and our chemistry really work efficiently. So what does that mean? That means that we need to be outdoors. We need to be in the earthing elements. We need to be breathing in healthy air and being outdoors, again, as much as possible, because the indoor pollution is really undermining our health in many, many ways. And, again, on a cellular level, we're as healthy as our 70 trillion cells. So what makes a healthy cell? What makes an unhealthy cell? So the decisions that we're making, the choices that we're making are people make health so complicated, and it can be that simple just to honor that your body's is bioidentical to nature. I mean, we are more bioidentical to the earth than anything else, so what's good for the earth is good for our body and vice versa. So in the, understanding frequencies, so we're being, we are often finding ourselves in these frequencies that we're not designed for, whether it's Wi-Fi, all these different cell frequencies, all of these frequencies are really affecting how we work, again, on a cellular level. So it's a very important message that I bring to my patients on a day-to-day basis, and I certainly highlight it in my book.
And that's wonderful. That's a good way to start. Let's talk more about the book. We'll get started on it, and we will go into detail in the next few segments. But give us an overview of what you're sharing.
Okay. And I'd like to say that this is about, certainly, this book, The Healthy Traveler, is about how you're traveling by your car each day, certainly in planes, in trains, and buses, and subways, and understanding that this is becoming more of a way of life than ever before, and to understand that these are, I call them artificial cages of transportation, that thank God for them, and yet they're very toxic. It's very, very difficult for our systems to be in them on a regular basis. So the premise of the book is that we need to create a healthy blueprint that each and every day that we're following these self-care practices so that we, when we get on a plane, a train, or we're in our car on a regular basis, that we're staying healthy. So what that looks like is hydration, you know, the importance of proper hydration. I have a whole chapter dedicated to water, and it's really going to challenge the reader to think outside the box of what they thought that hydration is all about. And then a whole chapter dedicated to food, of course. And food is medicine. Water is medicine. And how we, when we go into a plane and we're dehydrated and we're eating, you know, crappy food that the airline serves, it is going to impact your health in terms of how you feel, even when you travel just two time zones change, a two-time tone. But certainly when you're traveling internationally, the people who really practice the ideas in this book, the strategies, will, and because I already work with a ton, I guess I said a big part of my practice are people who travel on a regular basis. And it makes such a difference, and to keep your immune system healthy. But the only way to do that is it's a daily practice. It's that self-care message once again.
Well, it's exciting, and I don't think I have ever met someone who's approached it like this. It's unique, but it's absolutely basic. So we'll keep that conversation going in the next segment. And if you've just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on mind-body effects and techniques. Today's guest is Robin Benson, and if you've been listening, you're learning a lot. She's talking about her book, The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. And we got some a good start with the basics of the frequency traveler and what traveling does to us and the exposure to EMFs and all of the expansion of our technology and how we deal with that. Right now, it's been, I would say, in the last 100 to 200 years, we have 84,000 man-made chemicals. Only 200 have been tested. 17,000 are kept secret. We have additives and preservatives, and now technology and the EMFs. We, as a culture, can you imagine the human culture since the beginning of human time on Earth has absolutely changed in what they're exposed to just in an eye blink, which is, I'm being generous, 100 to 200 years. So let's carry on the conversation, Robin. You've said some exciting things.
Well, I want to bring it back to Tesla. I mean, he's becoming like world famous now, right? Not when he was alive in the late 1800s. But he said in 1886 that the advent of electricity would be a blessing and a curse to all of life. And to think that we could have free energy, I mean, right now instead of what we have and how caustic it has been. I mean, literally, it's a cost. I mean, it's what it takes, and it drains our system to be in this indoor pollution on a regular basis. So the healthy traveler is going to be aware that they have some choices to make here once again. So I devote a whole chapter to my book to sleep, and there, you know, it's an epidemic now. A third of the world is not sleeping. So whether you live in India, Bangladesh, wherever, people are not sleeping. And a lot of that has to do with these frequencies that we're surrounded by at any given time. We can't see them, smell them, or taste them, so we don't think they exist. But it is at the root of so many people's problems. So what I always recommend to every single person in my life, and certainly my readers, is you want to turn off Wi-Fi at night. You need to give your nervous system a break. In Chinese medicine, we have our yin and yang, right? You know, we've got our get up and go. That's the male component of our body. And then we also have the yin, where the digest and rest. And this is where a lot of our issues are happening in terms of our health. We're not digesting properly, and we're not getting restorative rest. So a lot of that, again, has to do with these frequencies that we're being surrounded by. And as you so well put, Dana, that out of these 84,000 toxins, only 200 of them have actually been researched. So we have to make some changes in our households. When I go into someone's household, you know, I look at what they're cleaning their clothes with, what kind of detergents that they're cleaning their dishes with, all of these things, and also to make choices. I mean, if you have insect issues, you don't want to use a company that uses toxic sprays. So that affects our DNA. It affects our brain function, you know, just to name a few. So just for people, this is just a topic that people just – it's coming out. There's so much research about it, I mean, about the hazards of these frequencies. And I'd recommend – read my book for sure, but also Louise Gittleman wrote a book called Zapped.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really admire, and he was on my recent healthy – I did a global summit it's called the Healthy Travelers Global Summit. Dr. Jerry Tennant wrote a book called Healing is Voltage. He is a brilliant medical doctor that his own health was undermined. I mean, he was basically bedridden for like, 8 years. And again, realizing that we're electrical beings, so what was influencing his body, what was affecting his body on a cellular level was a root canal. That.
Uh-huh.
And he also talks about EMFs and all the ways in which our voltage is so low. So why is most of the world exhausted? It's because we're not feeding our body what we need. We're not moving in the way that we need to. And we're in these frequencies that are very, very challenging to our system.
You've brought up a lot, and I'm a dental hygienist originally by training, and I've fully understand the importance of biological dentistry. They've come a long way, and that root canal mentioned is certainly a big trigger for many people,
Oh, absolutely. It's a tough one. It's a very tough decision to make, and to know that we're constantly living with chronic infection in our bodies when, it's a big one. But so, it's a part of our system that we really need to honor.
And I think what you're emphasizing is we have moved away from the theory once antibiotics were found and more were created. The idea was, we can kill anything that's going to bother us. And we didn't realize the price that would be paid for our immunity. And that the secret to longevity and health, a long health span in your life, is not to kill everything that could bother you, but to improve your immune status so that you're resilient. Emanuel Sharaskin said years ago, imagine three dolls, one of wood, one of glass, and one of steel. If you take a hammer and you hit the glass doll, it shatters. If you hit the wood doll, it cracks. If you hit the steel doll, it emits a beautiful tone. And that metaphor has stuck with me for 50 years. And that's what you're trying to do in your practice, in your writing, and your book. Let's talk more about the eight pathways to smart and effortless travel. Give us some good tidbits.
Well, I'd love to start out with, be the first pathway, and the most important one is about empowerment and being your own best healthcare advocate. And how exciting it is that is your birthright. And for people, so many people just delegate everything to their doctor, right? And I love that people work. I always look at working with my patients always. They are in control of their body. I'm just giving them information, right? And just the honor of that and to take that seriously throughout your entire life. So when somebody comes in here, they're given three prescriptions and they're given a diagnosis. I say, okay, so what are we going to do with that, right? In terms of your own personal empowerment, are you going to get another opinion? Are you going to make some radical changes in your life, or are you going to accept? I get a ton of people. Who doesn't? Anybody in the world? One out of two people are getting cancer right now. So that's the first important pathway is to honor that you are the CEO of your health, and part of that is doing your research and getting the best possible help. The second one has to do with this conversation that we've just had recently about earthing, about the importance of reconnecting to the earth as much as possible. I've got a Facebook group for my Healthy Travelers Global Summit, and one woman just said, she's got her kids and she goes barefoot as much as possible outside just to get in the element, that it's so healthy. I mean, in terms of curing a bad mood, to even if you have an infection, of some sort, just being outdoors is better than being locked in a room without any air circulation. Like so many of our, when I think about when I go into a assisted living situation and I see how the care of our elderly. The earthing piece is critical. Even if you are listening to this interview and you live in a city like you do, Dana, you're in D.C., correct? We still need to go to a park. Make this part of your life. Because in my research, even the healthy people and my athletes, when I have them do actually to jot down how much time they're spending outdoors, the average person is maybe 3 or 4 hours outdoors an entire week. And much less. I mean, even my athletes, I'm saying, they're only outside when they're running, right? So this is a very essential part of living well and vibrantly in today's world, is being outdoors more. Of course, there's outdoor pollution too, but it's still better than a lot of what we're experiencing indoors. So that's a big one.
This is a big one. My house backs up to a park. And I do not use pesticides on the lawn. And somebody mentioned it to me. I said, yep, weeds are green. The wildflowers are delightful. It's fine. It is hard to do that, though, because in certain communities where the lawns are cared for, you don't really have a choice. And if your neighbor is using pesticides, it certainly affects you. So I'm glad to see changes being made, and I love the term earthing. You need to touch the dirt, touch the grass.
Yeah, I call it, I have this START program. I won't go into that, but S-T-A-R-T, but how I start my day. I like to get up and just, first of all, even before I get out of bed, just really reconnect, like touch my heart and just really just connect to myself and just to go walk outside, even if it's like 20 degrees or whatever. I just go outside and just like remember to connect to the earth. I am the earth. I am part of Mother Nature. And so many of our solutions to all of our health issues is about returning to nature. And certainly that, in terms of the food that we're putting in our bodies, if we just eat what Mother Nature provides, especially non-GMO organic foods, we are going to solve a lot of our health challenges.
Well said. And that advice on getting outside, I remember, you know, the old wives' tales, and I'm putting quotes around that, have been born to be true. They are true. We've studied so many of them. And I remember the one that when you have a baby, get outside every day with the baby. Well, adults need that too. And that's what you're saying. We all need it.
Absolutely.
Outside exposure. Mm-hmm. A few tidbits before we close this segment and move on to the final segment. What else do you have to suggest?
I just want to talk a little bit about hydration, because so many people think that they're drinking enough. And I'm not of the belief that, it's all about drinking 80 ounces of water a day. I look at it more at consuming a high water content diet. Again, going, fruits and vegetables and foods that are high water content naturally is really an important message. And we're very often starting our day with coffee and lots of other beverages that are dehydrating, and what our kids are drinking in schools. I have two teenagers, 13 and 15, and crap out there that people, these Red Bull drinks, and even some of the stuff in the health food stores are just full of sugar. So just your body needs water. And one of the most important ways to get water in your cells is minerals. So I really love to advocate, and I mention this a lot in my book, to add healthy minerals, whether it's cell food. I love the supplement that's offered called Oxalent. It's like little packages of minerals. Or just simple sea salt. Just put sea salt in your water, and that will help you get your water into your cells. Again, a lot of us are going to be drinking 80 plus ounces of water, but we are not necessarily getting it into our cells, and that is an absolute important message. To be a healthy traveler is proper hydration. Your skin looks vibrant. Your joints feel good. You have energy. We need our water.
Excellent. We absolutely do, and we're going to continue this conversation in our final segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Robin Benson.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland, 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. And I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and for a fine array of products. So they provide a lot of individual guidance for, and we've been talking about that today. And today our guest is Robin Benson. We've had a wonderful discussion about her new book, The Healthy Traveler, Eight Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. And that book is coming out May 31st. And this healthy traveler is a metaphor, as I can see it, for traveling through life, traveling literally, how you live your life, and what we can do to help ourselves. We get right down to cell health. And so, Robin, I'm going to let you finish up what you were saying and emphasize what you consider to be extremely important for our listeners.
Okay, so we were just talking about hydration and how essential that is in day-to-day life. And absolutely, that is the metaphor throughout this whole book. For all of you listening, and wherever you are, if you're driving and listening to this, if you are sitting down, I mean, to just take some time after this call to really think about where you are right now, how you've been traveling each day. How are you feeling? Are you feeling like you're living with, I like to say, optimal, radiant, and sustainable health, a big message in this Healthy Traveler book, and certainly in the self-care revolution, is that we want to sustain optimal health. And the only way to do that is to practice these eight pathways. There's another really important chapter in this book, and it's about electrohypersensitivity and people who are just HSPs, which are highly sensitive people. The world is increasingly changing in terms of our level of toxicity and all these technological advances, especially in these artificial frequencies. So people are becoming hypersensitive. They're becoming highly sensitive. So if you're listening to this and you're getting frequent headaches, if you're getting palpitations, maybe digestive disturbances, vertigo, you know, just to name a few, know that, you know, people are being diagnosed with everything possible when and being put on drugs in many cases. Excuse me. When at the root of it is that people are just too sensitive. They're becoming very, very sensitive, and it makes total sense because, again, when our bodies want nature and we're being thrown into this, you know, pot, a mixture of all kinds of frequencies that we're not designed for, it's no wonder that our body starts to show up with signs and symptoms and alarming. So being an HSP, I'm one. I've been a highly sensitive person pretty much my entire life. I've been a very healthy person, very active, but I figured out my lifelong sleep issue because I used to always have a clock radio right like within 2 feet of my head most of my life. So I figured out that that I was electro-hypersensitive, but that only happened in 2008. And I tell the story in my book to help other people realize, too, that you might be on sleeping pills, you might be on heart medication, you might be on all kinds of different things, anti-anxiety medication, depression medication, when in fact it's that your body is just very, very sensitive and is giving you all these signs, and you need to follow these pathways to get back, to get your life back. And so I talk a lot about the red, yellow, and green zone. So Dana, this is something you something that I think you'd like as well. When we're in the green zone, we're feeling really great. When we're in the red zone, we have chronic illness, we get headaches, we're not feeling good, we have low energy. So in this chapter, I really talk about what it takes to get, you know, go from the red to the yellow to the green zone. So being electro-hypersensitive and being a highly sensitive person is very normal. It's a normal condition. They're saying like maybe 5% of the world. I think it's a lot higher than that. So it's helpful when people know that they're not crazy. They just have gotten to the point where their bodies are very, very sensitive to crowds, to noises, to sounds, to smells. And there are ways to the healthy traveler in this case needs to even take more self-care steps to travel. Literally, if you're going to go on a plane, a train, a bus, then you definitely want to be hydrated, because if you're dehydrated, you have a much less chance of feeling good when you get off a plane.
Excellent.
How's that sound?
Yes, excellent. I like the red, yellow, green, and people can be setting their goals as you experience and most clinicians experience. People come to you, they're doing some healthy things. And they're also doing some things they think are healthy that are not. So people are on this sliding scale between red and green. And your goal and mine and other clinicians in this area and practitioners, our goal is to help people be in their best of their potential, not in the worst. And the other thing that needs to be said is that we are all different, that some people's best potential is someone else's lowest potential. And so we aren't even Steven when it comes to what we need to do to make ourselves healthy. I like that you have so many modalities that you use, the acupuncture, herbs, IV therapies, the energy medicine, diet, nutrition, and intuitive work. It's remarkable. And that you've woven together so many modalities as far as Oriental medicine, having traveled the world. My goodness, isn't it 70 countries?
Yes, exactly.
So you have taken this in and synthesized it. So, Robin, when you look at a patient, you have multiple languages to speak. In medicine, the traditional physician comes out speaking one language. If they learn other techniques, they expand those languages. They don't unlearn their medical language. And I don't think that there's enough appreciation for people like you who have the breadth and depth of knowledge. Tell us about the book and where people can get it. It's coming out May 31st, I think.
Right, it's going to be available on Amazon and beyond, but it really comes out officially on May 31st. So that's actually a week from this coming Sunday, which is very, very exciting. And, we'll be the best way to stay in touch with this whole process is to go to www.healthytravelerssummit.com. I wanted to, because if any of you are inspired by this conversation today and your care for being a healthy traveler, I would go there, because we just interviewed 35 like amazing movers and shakers in the health and travel and fitness world. So that's Healthy Travelers with the S and summit.com. And to stay in touch with me, Robin Benson, that's robynbenson.com, and you'll get all the information on this upcoming book. And we have two companion books, two e-books. One is called The Healthy Traveler's Food Guide and The Healthy Traveler's First Aid Kit.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Dana, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Because you touched upon this just before here about, you know, this is the age of personalized medicine, which is really cool, and I love that Village Green Apothecary is really at the forefront of that, in ways in which you can take tests and find out exactly what supplements you need, what foods you need. So I just want to just thank Village Green Apothecary and Mark Isaacson and Dan Gay and all the people that are just doing really fantastic work, that are real forerunners in creating a really healthy, again, this healthy blueprint that you can find out exactly what your particular body needs. And that is the essence of Chinese medicine too, is, you know, you're not like anyone else on the planet. And I like how you said that, Dana, that, you know, what's good for someone else might not be good for you. And it takes this detective work. It takes working with a professional to really get the right test so you can find out what you may not have ever known. Like this woman today never knew that dairy was so high on her hit list, literally, that it's just undermining her health. It's causing major inflammation. So it's like all these lights go off on her head, like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. If she went another 10 years eating dairy, can you imagine? So this is just a very important message of being a healthy traveler. You need to, and being that first pathway, being your own best healthcare advocate, you want to do this research. You want to find out what's best for your body.
Yes, and I think we've emphasized that for our listeners, and I think they've gotten a lot of tidbits from you. The highly sensitive, I like your HSP, highly sensitive people, and for years, I was with a group that specialized in those with MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity. And the bottom line is, this is where we are, folks, all of us. We're all overburdened with not just natural toxins. We were built to handle those. We were built to be exposed to those. And they can be deadly. I'm not going to say a natural toxin isn't deadly. It can be. But we were not built to handle all of what we're getting exposed to, both through technology and the man-made chemicals. And you just, this is my analogy. If you live at the equator, you can go naked and be comfortable. But then we've been shipped up to the North Pole. You cannot go naked. You have got to wear clothing. And that's what we are talking about today. Robin's talking about you have to take care of yourself. You have to know what your needs are, and you have to do something about it, or you're not going to thrive and you're not going to survive and prevail. And from 21 on, we're breaking down. So for those of you who are in your 20s and 30s and think, I've got a long ways away before I have to do something, now's the time to do it. I think that was your message, Robin. Do you have a few more words of wisdom for our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. There are really many. I just want to just talk about the importance. I mean, I talked a little bit about my START program, but how you start your day. I really feel that when people bring kind of a ritual into their morning, that just sets up a really – it's like you create your day. You actually create – you are in partnership with the result that you want to have at the end of each day. So what that looks like, too, for many of my people that I certainly work with is, you know, starting your day with a glass of water with lemon in it, you know, even a little bit of cayenne pepper as a blood cleanser. And you can easily do this when you travel. Highly
Excellent.
Recommend it. Yeah, so just that hydration piece and just how you start your day. You know, and also for the healthy traveler, that's those of you that are traveling, you know, entrepreneurs traveling on a regular basis and you find yourself in hotels all the time, electrohygiene, that's another word that I think is absolutely critical that becomes a household word. What am I doing to electrohygiene my body? Getting off computers 2 hours before you go to bed, or certainly invest in those blue light systems on your computer that you can get. Really, really important. Unplug everything around your head when you're in a hotel, because hotels are notorious for major electromagnetic pollution. It's like really hard to hard to prevent. I like to travel with a Stetzerizer. It's a little plug-in. Dr. Stetzer, I guess his name is, he figured out could actually help create healthier fields, and you can actually test these. So that's another travel tip.
Good.
Very, yeah.
Excellent. Well, those are good takeaways. Robin, thank you for joining us. And we hope to have you back in the future. We have a lot to learn from you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's really been a pleasure, Dana, to be here with you today. And for all of you, just to know that no matter how you're feeling, if you're, you know, in a kind of a crisis situation right now, just these simple pathways and just each day making good choices, you can reverse so many of the health challenges you might be facing.
Absolutely. And I want to remind you, listeners, I want to thank you for joining us. And remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
It's been called magical, powerful, revealing, and truly special. It's the GI Film Festival, also known as Sundance for the Troops, coming to the D.C. area May 18th through the 24th. This event features red carpet movie premieres, world-class parties, award shows, and much more. Join Hollywood stars like Gary Sinise and Sir Ben Kingsley as they celebrate the heroes of the U.S. military on screen and on stage. Visit GIFilmFestival.com today and buy your tickets. GI Film Festival.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTLP FM HD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.